Disciples Aren't Made on Sunday, July 8, 2024. There's a reason Jesus picked a select few to train for 3 years, rather than simply preaching sermons to the masses over and over. Sermons and Bible classes have to be one size fits all, but disciple making requires personalization. A sermon has to be preached to people of all levels of spiritual maturity and biblical knowledge. Relational teaching is able to meet people where they are and answer their questions, correct them when needed, and challenge them to grow at their own level and pace. There are all kinds of quotes from great men of the faith telling us how important the pulpit is and how the church's well-being depends on what is said from the pulpit. In my experience, though, the kitchen table is just as valuable as the pulpit, if not more so. If your Christian life felt stagnant and you felt insufficient in your knowledge, which would help you more? One or two sermons or Bible classes? Or an hour across the table from a couple of mature Christians who would be able to answer your questions and teach you what you need to know? Jesus modeled an approach we would do well to emulate. While he preached messages to the masses, like the Sermon on the Mount, with his disciples he brought them up in their understanding and responsibility as one does a child. He showed them the truth and embodied a loving, serving ministry. Then he did those things alongside them, sending 70 out and teaching them and answering their questions when they returned. Finally, after his resurrection, he was ready to send them out on their own. Leading, then working alongside, and finally sending. That process took 3 years of relational teaching, though. In those 3 years, his apostles needed corrections, specifications, and answers to questions. The opportunity to tell Peter, "Get behind me, Satan," arose because he was spending time with Peter and regularly conversing with him. He set the apostles straight regarding who would be greatest in the kingdom by being around them and listening to their conversations. Yes, Jesus' ministry was public in many ways, but his most enduring work of training others was done through close relationships with a small group of followers. Similarly, most, if not all, of the strong Christians I know can point to a faithful disciple or two who took the time to build a relationship with them and teach them the faith. Sermons and Bible classes have value, and we should continue to make use of them, but we must realize that in order to reach the final goal of bringing someone to maturity in Christ, it's going to take more than one-size-fits-all lessons. It's going to take family relationships. Thanks for listening. For more, check out jackwilkie.co, where you can find the full archive of my articles, where you can also become a subscriber by email and receive the articles as soon as they go up, 4 to 5 days ahead of the podcast feed. And if you should so choose, you can support my work by becoming a premium subscriber. If you enjoyed this article, one of the best ways to support my work is by sharing it with others, whether via the podcast feed or by sharing the link via email or social media from the site jackwilkie.co. Thanks again.